Welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub. This show is about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Perhaps you tended to a younger sibling's cut finger or babysat a neighbor's child. Maybe you were thrown into the fire and became a care hero during a medical crisis. You may care for a parent, spouse, sibling, a child, or a friend, but the challenges are the same. Getting the tools you need to navigate the maze of unfamiliar options can be overwhelming. I know, I have been there. I didn't even know what I didn't know. I am here to help you with all of it. No care hero topic is off limits. I'm here to share with you concise, actionable information, as well as my fresh perspective about Alzheimer's and providing dignified care through the end of life for anyone with a life-altering diagnosis. So grab a cup of your favorite beverage, sit back, and let me help you on your care hero journey. We will talk and share, we may laugh, and we may share a tear or two, and we will always share a cup of comfort. Hi, everybody. I'm Trish Laub, and welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me. As always, this is all about you, the care hero. Whether you're new to the show or you're already a listener, I encourage you to visit the Care Hero Radio page of my website, Trish Laub, that's TRISHLAUB.com. I've already covered several really important care hero topics, and you can listen to or watch them there and download the corresponding PDFs. My last show on April 13th was incredibly personal and powerful for me. I talked about our word choices and how they actually affect our care hero experience. I also revealed the care hero power word. Be sure you check it out on my website at trishlaub.com. I'm curious if any of you have listened to the show about words tried the power word yet, and I'm even more curious about how that went. Let me know. My dad lived with Alzheimer's for nearly 20 years. He took the prescribed medications that my family could only assume were helping because there really is no way to know, but he was doing really well. At some point, he was tested for his qualification for long-term care insurance. During that test, and I have to say that I then vowed I would never allow anyone to test my dad like that again, I was concerned that he might be on the verge of losing some of his ability. I became desperate to find the next thing that would allow him to remain stable and not move into decline. I couldn't sleep, and in the middle of the night, I found that I was Googling to see if I could find something, anything that might be helpful. Not even knowing what search criteria to use, I somehow came upon a video about a woman named Dr. Mary Newport. Her husband had been diagnosed with dementia and was quickly showing signs of decline. What was fascinating, partly because she was a medical doctor, is that she determined that giving her husband coconut oil, which contains MCT oil, she gave it to him daily. And at minimum, it temporarily stopped his decline and appeared to reverse it for a period of time. Now, how does that sound to you? That sounded pretty great to me. So I took a poll of my mom and my sisters, and we decided to give it a try. The positive results were immediately undeniable. Even our care heroes that were helping us take care of my dad recognized the positive change, and they didn't know we had made a change. Now, I'm not ever here to promote the use of coconut oil or anything else for that matter, but instead to tell you the story of how I, while desperate to help my dad, found what was then a somewhat unusual solution. I hope to have Dr. Mary Newport on the show someday, but for now, I want to turn to my guest story, which is similar but different than mine. A while back, my guest reached out to me through my website. She told me a bit of her care hero story, and we realized that she had had a similar experience to mine, where she had found herself in a position of feeling desperate to find a solution. She then said that she was on a mission to share the solution that she and her family had found in hope that it might help others. Again, I want to be clear, we're never telling people to do things or to try anything. We just want to share our experiences and what worked for us. Now, before I introduce my guest, I want to remind everyone that some of the information from today's show will be available in a downloadable PDF on the Care Hero Radio page of my website, trishlaub.com, after the show. And I want to let you know now that my guest will be providing a YouTube video link that can answer a lot of the questions that you might have remaining after the show. The link will be in the PDF as well. So Dr. Rashonda Conti is a strong leader with almost 30 years of experience in alcohol and drug treatment. The majority of those years were spent at Johns Hopkins Hospital and in private practice. She continues her treatment practice today and currently owns a CBD dispensary. Welcome, Rashonda.
Hello, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
It's so great to meet you in person. And I'm so excited because you were the first active care hero to come and share their story and experience on the show and having connected with me through my website. So welcome. And I'm very excited.
Thank you. So am I.
I want to get right to it. I am sure the listeners are dying to hear your story. So if you could just share a little bit about your story and how we got here today.
Sure. Well, again, thank you so much for having me today. I tell you, our stories are so similar. It's so amazing in the journeys that we have taken. So for me, I ended up in this place because of my mother. My mother was diagnosed with early onset dementia. Now we're going on 5 years. It'll be 5 years in June, actually. Yeah. And I tell you, it was devastating. So there are four girls and my dad, and we started noticing these things with my mom and these little small things like not being able to find her cell phone or, one day I got a call from my youngest son's school that she was supposed to pick him up and she hadn't picked him up because she called me and said, I just didn't remember where I was going. And I thought, okay, something's going on, right? So let me just build a picture of my mother. My mother is this strong, independent woman, with these four daughters, and she's very, very valuable to us as a woman, taught us to be women, taught us to be strong, taught us to be powerful. And so for us to see this happening before our eyes, we were like, this is unbelievable. So my background, yes, is alcohol and drug. So memory disorders was not something that was very much knowledgeable to me. I knew what I heard, but I never really took an opportunity to dive in to learn about it, really, until it was a personal impact. And once it personally impacted our family, it really made me begin to dive into learning more about it and so forth. And so once we got the official diagnosis from her physician at Johns Hopkins, actually, it really made me, really look into it more and more. And as I started looking into it, there's this treatment plan and, these medications, and we're like, okay, what does all this mean? And when I started looking into it, we found that there might be some alternate options that we could look into. And so I started looking at some research studies, and I found that cannabidiol, CBD, was a possible solution that could assist with some of the symptoms. Well, initially, I'll be honest with you, I'm like, we don't need that, because according to her treatment plan, we're not going to see these things until year 10, year 15. And we started seeing these things sooner. And it was a concern for me. It was a concern for my sisters, because we thought, well, does my mother have some more aggressive type? Why are we seeing these things so soon when her physician said we wouldn't see them for 10, 15 years? So it was a concern for me. And I said, well, I talked to my sisters. I talked to my dad. And we all said, hey, listen, what do we have to lose? Let's just try it. So what we were seeing were symptoms like anxiety. We were seeing that high rates of irritability and, just being impulsive and just not that same person. So I wanted to see if there was something that could work. So what I learned about CBD was that it was a compound from the hemp plant, and it's one of many compounds. You're looking at, and from the hemp plant, you can get probably about 85 different compounds. We probably know more. The most common you hear is the Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol, which we know as THC. But then you have the cannabidiol, which is the CBD. So those are pretty much the two that you'll hear about a lot, but there's so many more. The CBG, and I could go on all 85, right?
You did your homework.
Nevertheless, right, I did my homework. So I started thinking, okay, but let me take a look more. I didn't want to do THC because I do know that THC is what produces that psychoactive effect, That's that high level of euphoria, which we know is high, right? Well, I don't want my mother that. She's never been a drinker. She's never been one like that. So I wanted something that was going to assist us with the symptoms, that the behavioral symptoms that we were seeing, but not having her in a sedated state. So my next best option was the CBD. CBD, we all personally in our bodies have what we call an endocannabinoid system. And our, whether you use, if you've ever used CBD or any other cannabis or not, we all are equipped with the endocannabinoid system. I never learned that in school. So this is all,
even know that.
Drug treatment, learning about alcohol and drug, I never knew that we have what we call, again, what you may hear sometimes people say ECS system. But what they're speaking to is the endocannabinoid system. And that system in our body is what brings us what we call homeostasis, and that's stability. So when your body is deficient in certain areas, so we're talking brain, liver, kidney, teeth, skin, any of these areas, your body wants to bring you back into stability. And that's what the endocannabinoid system is there for. And so we have these receptors that are everywhere throughout the body. So you have a CB1, you have a CB2 receptor. So when a person consumes CBD, it binds to those receptors. So wherever there's a deficiency, it helps to bring you back into stability. And that's the body's own personal way, our own internal way of bringing us back to where we need to be. So when I learned that, I thought, okay, awesome. So I began to study more about CBD and learning about its effect on mood disorders and the symptoms that come with that. So the mood swings, crying, the depression and so forth. And then the anxiety, the impulsiveness. And then also you find when persons have inflammation in the body. So with all of that, I thought, let's give it a try. So that's exactly what we did. Well, because my mother was at a place where we didn't think she was going to be too receptive, I'll be honest and transparent. I'm thinking, okay, you're going to try this, lady. Okay, you're going to try this. So we found this water-soluble CBD that we were actually able to put in her coffee. We could put it in her orange juice. We could put it in apple juice, cranberry juice, whatever. We could even infuse it in some of her foods. And then because I know my mother, she's eaten sweets before, but I'll tell you, her sweet tooth has increased drastically. So the gummies were sugar coated and she just thought they were candy. So we were like, wonderful. Do you want a piece of candy? She said, yes. We started giving her the gummies. We started putting the water soluble in her beverages and in her food. And within about 2 weeks, now I'm saying 2 weeks, but I really think it was more a week. But, you know, after, you know, you're so desperate.
Yeah.
You want to see something work. So when we started seeing these improvements, we're like, no, my sister's like, we can't, this cannot be happening. This, yeah. She cannot be better in a week. Like this just cannot be, let's wait another week. So that's why I'm saying 2 weeks. So within 2 weeks, we started seeing this drastic change. She was calm again. She was laughing again. We could go to dinner. Now, granted, with COVID, you have to be careful. So we weren't doing a lot of it, but we were able to see this major change in her. And it wasn't something that we were just making up, or we just felt like we were pulling it out of the sky. Like we were really seeing a change. And with that, it's just been amazing. And then after learning really how that cannabidiol works in the body, and then knowing what we were seeing, it was like, okay, this is a great match. And so I even spoke to her memory physician, and I thought I was going to get some pushback, like, no, you shouldn't. I got the green light. And I thought, wow, this is
awesome.
Wow,
yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, we got the green light, but I'll be honest with you. My sisters and I were at a place that probably if her doctor said not to, we probably would have continued, because the increase in her, the demise of this behavior that we had been seeing had decreased so drastically that it was awesome for us. And we didn't want to stop because of who she was and who she, you know, all that she represented. I didn't want her to not have that anymore. You know, that fun, that personality, that get up and go and that do. I didn't want to see her just, you know, just dwindle away, you know, with all of these other things that we know that's going to come. Now, CBD by no means is, I'm saying that it's a cure, because it's not. but it helps us, and it helps us with those symptoms, which makes our situations a lot more tolerable. We have decided not to allow my mother to live alone. So my sisters and I, we all share. You know, I have a day, my sister has a day, then we share the weekends, and we, you know, we're
okay. You guys are amazing,
right? Sorry to interrupt you, like, oh my God. So we're all chipping in. And it's just awesome. And it has worked. So my sisters are just like, oh my God, this is amazing. We're happy. We're excited. And so when I thought about you, and I love your word, care hero, because that's what everyone is. You're not a caregiver. You're a care hero when you take on that position and you're put in that place of being able to help your loved one. And so my mother means everything to me. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if it was me, she would do the exact same thing for me, you know, and my sisters. Yes. So, my reaching out to you was just to say, you know, you're just awesome in and of itself. I mean, you are just beyond amazing to have an avenue to share things like this, because, you know, we can't, I'll tell you, I don't know if you feel this way or if any of your listeners, but we hear these different things and we're thinking, well, maybe I should try this and maybe I should try that. And you don't know what all to do. And so the fact that you have an avenue for people to hear all of these options and stories and the journeys, you know, is just amazing. So it has been absolutely awesome for us. And I'm just so excited that it's happening for her because she can be herself. So I'll tell you the last thing. So for my birthday, I had this gathering. And social distancing, we had our masks, we were all, you know, hand sanitizer and all that, but it was my birthday. And, you know, and she's dancing. And so my sister videoed her, like she just dancing on her own. Aww. And then even in the video, you could hear her telling us, hey, don't steal my moves, you know? And I just cried. I just cried because I'm like, yes, this is my mother. That's the personality that I love, you know, and grew up with. So CBD has just been an awesome answer for us. That's for sure.
Well, I just want to take a second here to point out in your story, as people are listening to it, you did everything right. I mean, I hesitate to say rights and wrongs, but certain things there are rights, ways to do it. And you looked for an alternative. You looked for something else that could provide relief for your mom and your sisters, but you didn't just blindly take it. You took your time to understand not only what it is. I will tell you, I helped somebody a couple of years ago and they were taking medical marijuana, which is different. You know, that's the THC part of it. And it took me a while to understand that that species of plants actually is hemp versus the marijuana plant. Correct. And THC is heavy on this side. And, you know, we have some pictures for the people that are watching the video or watching this live video. We have some images that will help really help people understand that. But you went a step further and really taught yourself what it does in the body. And I think that that's really important, because when you really understand something, then you have the confidence to try that. And, you know, it's kind of similar to my coconut oil with the MCT oil. You know, both of these, what you're talking about, what we tried with my dad, were non-invasive. Yes, they were taking them internally, but we weren't, you know, they weren't being cut on or anything like that. And everything that I have read on both of what you're talking about and them, the coconut oil, is that if there's risk, it's very minimal.
Minimal.
I mean, I'm talking about risk, like with the oil, the coconut oil, for example. I mean, it can cause diarrhea. I don't consider that a huge risk. That's something that you can monitor. But so I give you a lot of credit in your family. And I have to say again to people listening, if you're just listening audio, try to watch the video, because we have a picture of Rashonda and her mom and dad, and her mom, you can just tell she's that strong woman and she just looks so sweet. And, you know, I share in your joy of her being at your birthday and dancing and being herself. And there is nothing that is worth more than that. So
absolutely,
we just
absolutely
needed to share that perspective with everybody. And, you know, I hope that the people listening can feel that, the power of what you're sharing, and the fact that you're going through this challenging, what was a devastating diagnosis, and wanting to share that story with other people. It's just, it's like, oh my gosh. Rashonda has to tell people her story.
Well, you know what? I will just say, because there is light at the end of the tunnel. Wow. And, you know, as devastating as things are, and just, I know we're talking about memory disorders, but, you know, beyond that, just life, period, you know, things are going to come our way. You know, life is a chess game. and you're going to get checked sometimes. But you know what? You have to play the game and try to stay those two or three or four steps ahead. And that's exactly what we chose to do. We decided not to give in. We were not going to give up, that we were going to do just what we knew she would do for us. As hard and as difficult as it may be, my love for her just pushes me every day to just find that and do that, take that extra step and do that one more step. Because I'll tell you, and the reality is, it gets frustrating sometimes. You know, when you have someone asking you questions, the same question over and over again, can get a little frustrating, you know, or becoming irritated or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I just keep pushing to take that extra step. So for anyone who I know who is a care hero, just keep going. I know it gets hard. Reach out to your networks. I'm thankful that my mother had all these girls, because we definitely link arms and we present that force together. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm grateful for that, because, you know, so I'll tell you this too. I'm the oldest. And I used to tell my sisters all the time, my second sister didn't come until I was seven. And so I'm like, for 7 years, you know, I had mom and dad all to myself, right? And it was great. And then here comes another, and here comes another, right? All these girls, you know? And so my sister tells me now, the youngest, she says, you know, I used to hear you complain all the time about how you had mom and dad to yourself, but I bet you're really happy that we're here now. And I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't have asked for a better group of women to be with me. My sisters are more than my sisters. They're my friends. But I'm telling you, just to have that connection. And for those who don't, you have to find, if you don't have the siblings, because some people are only children that are dealing with this. And so if you are an only child, I would just suggest highly that you connect to someone, whether it's your church, coworkers, you know, high school friends, whoever, that can just listen to you sometimes, you know. But I'm thankful that I am grateful that I do have my sisters and my dad. But, you know, for those who don't. So we just got to keep pushing, because it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. As much as we manage her symptoms and it's great, it's still not going anywhere. And we realize that and we accept that.
Yeah. There is, I will say, you know, there is part of why I do what I do is because there is a network out there, and there are other people who have, like, you know, I have found different things. And you talk about the 2 weeks. I'm not joking you. I saw improvement in my dad in 24 hours, and we had all the rest of our care team. We didn't tell him we were doing anything. And within 24 hours, they're like, dang, what's different? We're like, oh, wow. Dang. And we waited to see, you know, but, and I'm not promising that to anybody else. But the point is, you know, if you hit that wall where you don't have the next thing, you know, call me up, see if I got an idea or if I've heard from somebody else. This is a network of people.
People
are not in this alone. I want to be sure that you mentioned the video. We've got, I think we're going to be able to put up a link on the video, but it's also in the PDF. But if you could tell people a little bit about that, you know, what other kind of answers or what other kind of information they might get from your video.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the video that I provided that you can give the link to will give you more of a scientific background on what CBD actually does. I know I gave a brief overview, and for the sake of time, I couldn't go into it specifically, but I'll tell you, the video really goes in depth about CBD and actually what it does and the science of how that works in the body. And it actually talks about the products and how they work and what they do with some of those symptoms and so forth. And it talks a little bit about medications too. I know, you know, you talked about the medications that your dad tried, and certainly the medications that we have my mother using, that we have begun to decrease. As a matter of fact, her doctor just took her off of one 2 weeks ago. Yes. So we were big. She was on mirtazapine, took her off of that. But nevertheless, the video really goes into all of those explanations of and be able to answer some questions that maybe some of your viewers may have. But it's an awesome video. Please watch it. I actually give my testimony in that video. And then Dr. Rita McGuire actually goes through the scientific facts on CBD and memory disorders. So please, please watch the video. And yeah, absolutely.
And two things I want to mention here. One, you can reach out to Rashonda at drcontitotalwellness.life, L-I-F-E. That's in the PDF as well. And Dr. Rashonda Conti at gmail.com. Obviously, she has a wealth of information. She does have at the Dr. Conti Total Wellness.life, correct me if I'm wrong, does offer some of the products that she's been using with her mom. And also, she has a special offer for listeners that if you place an order for her CBD product from her dispensary and mention the show, she'll send you a free gift with purchase.
Absolutely.
So I'm sorry, I don't want to rush off, but I got to wrap up. I want to thank you so much, Rashonda. We will be talking again, and I'll find a way for you to be able to provide some more information as well.
You are stuck with me now.
I love it. I told you when I met you, I felt like you were my sister. So
that's right.
One of my sisters. So yes, it's been awesome to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today and sharing this time with me. Please join me on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern. On May 11th, I'm going to have a special guest, Felicity Warner. She's the founder of the Soul Midwives based in England, and her work is amazing. I also have some exciting news I want to share. I'll be guest hosting for the Dr. Pat Show on Monday, May 3rd at 11 Pacific and 2 Eastern. My guest, Robert Pardee, is a care hero, and his story is truly extraordinary. Be sure to tune in for this one. Again, that's Monday, May 3rd, 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show, and you can listen and watch at the same places you do for this show. And as always, until next time, remember that you are a care hero. Thank you for listening to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, and for your care hero courage. Tune in next time on Transformation Talk Radio as we explore life-changing care hero topics to assist you on your journey. In the meantime, I would love to hear any tips or insights that you've taken away with you today. So head on over to trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com, and leave a comment, a question you would like answered, or a topic you'd like to hear about in the future. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter. So raise a cup and let's toast to all the amazing care heroes out there giving it their all. Until next time, remember that you are true heroes.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.